Ghostly Talk. Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on November 18th, 2007.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to converse about all things that are paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Happy birthday to my mother tonight.
Oh, hey. Yes, it is.
All right. Tonight, we talk to Jason Scott and Virginia Bryant about Heaven's Gate. We also talk about Ghosts of Stuyvesant Hall with John Cecchetti. We finally finish off the night with our good friend, Derek Bartlett.
I listen too loudly.
Last week, you weren't here physically.
This is the first time here in a couple of weeks, and
you have a this is a guest appearance by you.
I'm practically a guest host now.
Full house tonight.
I heard somebody else was in my seat last week.
Christy.
Yeah,
she did a great job too.
Yeah, I probably don't look as good, but at least I'm keeping the seat warm. You know.
You know how last week I said you kind of dropped off. I did. But no, that's cool.
I lost power, so.
Christy and Amber know that, like, I was, like, just drained. Just totally drained.
Oh, right? Yeah?
And I'm like, oh, I'm just tired. I'm whining. Big deal. I got super sick overnight. Like,
really?
Monday I woke up. I think I told you. I was just like, oh, my God, I'm so sick right now. And it was, like, one of those 24-hour things where you get achy and you fall apart. And you just drop out for, like, a day. And then, like, you feel great after that. That's what happened. But I'm even worse off today because we're going to talk about all kinds of wild stuff tonight. Like Doug mentioned a few minutes ago, John Cecchetti's coming on tonight. And I actually Amber and I had the pleasure of meeting him last night down in Delaware, Ohio.
Yeah.
Which is a long drive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a tolerable drive, but it's a long drive.
To drive there and then do stuff.
In the same day because you're too cheap to get a hotel room and just crash out for the night like I am, right?
Right.
So I'm like, we'll just do it all in one day.
You have $35 not burning a hole in your pocket, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that's one thing we're going to be talking about tonight. We got a full house tonight also. Actually,
yes, we do.
This is about the fullest I think the studio's ever been, to be honest with you, since we built it. We do have our friends, and we're going to be talking to them through. We got a lot of things we're going to talk about. It's going to be kind of one of those hours or hour and a half where I know there's stuff you want to discuss.
First, I have to say happy birthday, Mom.
Yeah, your mom.
Mama S is now
35.
35 years old, I think.
Yeah. She's 35.
And she I feel so guilty because I was ghost hunting pretty much all afternoon and evening last night. So
your mom's birthday?
Yeah, so I didn't get a cake, so she brought one back.
She brought one back.
She brought one back from bingo.
So she spent her birthday playing bingo without her children.
Right.
Did Randy show up?
Randy did not show up.
Oh, my God. You guys are horrendous.
I know.
Well, you know what? If I don't know Bert, I don't even remember my mom or my dad or my sister's birthday.
For
but if I would have known Mrs. Semek, I would have been right there.
For us, birthdays are an excuse to eat cake.
So. Well, yeah, exactly.
So at least she went out and got one. I was so happy.
Yeah.
But I was really, really sad that I didn't, you know, supply the cake. I usually do.
Well, happy birthday, Ms. Semek. That's very cool. Maybe you should go home tonight and give her a kiss and a hug or something.
I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to go there and I don't know. I'll have to make it up somehow.
You know, we'll just. Well, is there anything else you want to mention tonight?
Yes. Well, I have to thank.
Let me just pull my mic out then. Let you
all
go
right. I have to thank MPI. Metro
Paranormal. Yeah, what's up with this?
Metro Paranormal Investigators or Investigations, they...
Well, I want to note also that you were like, you've been MIA since, like, Wednesday.
Well, yes, I have.
Like...
Well, I was on Bonnie's list.
For what?
It's a long and complicated story.
All right.
Better not to go into the details, but...
All right.
But I was on Bonnie's list, and I had to make up for that. And then, so I got off the list, by the way. So,
well, I just wanted to call you and tell you we're going to have a bunch of other people in the studio this weekend.
Yeah.
That's all I was
trying
to do.
Oh, I kept sending you a voicemail. No, I just never was around my phone.
Oh, okay. You were just never around your phone.
I was never around my cell phone. Yeah, it's so big and heavy and bulky, you know.
Well, I know. I mean, how do you carry that thing around? This isn't like 1989 where the cell phones were like those big, huge boxes you carried like a backpack.
Right. Well, I just never was around my phone,
uh-huh,
so now I am.
Uh-huh. All right, so what happened? All right, let's hear it.
So I just got terribly busy, I guess, and I had a weird schedule. You went ghost hunting. Well, yes, this last night.
Uh-huh.
Well, yesterday afternoon, actually, I left and we went. I went with MPI. Now, do you remember several weeks ago, about a month ago or so, I actually left Ghostly Talk an hour early.
Yeah, I remember that.
To go up to the Locker Room Saloon in Utica and meet up with these folks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Had a blast.
Yeah.
An absolute blast. Then we went to... Then I met up with them again last Thursday.
Yeah.
And to finalize plans. The plans were finalized. 5:30 p.m. were to meet at Fort Wayne, historic Fort Wayne in Detroit. It's just south of Detroit. Actually, it's like right near the Ambassador Bridge.
Mm-hmm. Bonnie's live, by the way, too.
Oh, Bonnie's live.
We should mention.
She can yell at you.
Well, we should mention that Bonnie isn't here yet. She's running late. Bonnie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to the show.
When are you going to get here?
Cell phone.
When are you going to get here?
Oh,
okay. So you're coming up as we speak. All right.
Yep.
Well, get off the phone. We'll see you in a minute. Bye.
We do. I'm glad that here in Warren they have rolling stop signs.
There
are some stop signs that I know that it says just stop on it, but it means rolling stop sign. You just roll right through them.
Okay.
We've done that. Bonnie and I have done
that.
When we arrived that one time,
yeah.
Just in time, like you were playing.
Were you parked in the front yard?
Music. We were parked like, between the two trees.
Yeah,
it works out. But so we met up at 5:30 at historic Fort Wayne, just, you know, near the Ambassador Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And we set up, well, they did most of the setup. They have equipment for days.
MPI.
They've got a DVR, but it's not, it like all goes into the computer.
Yeah.
And so you can watch like up to 8 cameras or so. We only hooked up 4 or 5 of them.
Yeah.
But they ran cameras, you know, night vision cameras throughout the barracks,
mm-hmm.
the old barracks. And then
really?
There was one outside, too, until the wind started blowing. Then they dragged that one in because that would have been disastrous. You know, oh, well, we lost camera 2.
The weather sucked,
I mean,
all weekend.
I mean, camera 2 just blew away.
Yeah, it's
completely.
Gone.
Yeah, gone. But they brought that one back in.
Yeah.
But it's got everything. It's got tunnels. It's got an old jail. It's got... creepy old houses, and it's got a barracks building. It's fantastic.
Well, I know that all of us have been trying to get in there. You successfully infiltrated historic Fort Wayne now.
Yes, all I had to do was go and befriend MPI, and it worked. And
I hope you guys are listening right now. This was the whole reason that Doug has graced you with his presence, is because he was trying to get into historic Fort Wayne.
that's not true. I had so much fun with them. They are a great group.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing really, really good work. Welcome mm-hmm. to the studio, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. We got your microphone ready again.
It's off, though. You have to
nice microphone.
Switch.
I love when you guys do this.
So yes, ghost hunting was very successful. I have to. I took like 6.5 or 7 hours of recording on the.
Do you use the same system?
Yeah, condenser
same system.
Mic.
All right, cool.
And I have to burn that to a DVD or something, and start listening to it, because that's going to take me as long as the investigation took.
I have 3 hours to go through.
Wow.
Two. So this is going to be a busy week before the holiday.
Yes. Thank heaven. It's that or football on Thursday.
No, it's going to be me sitting in front of a laptop going... What do I find? I did find a couple things. We'll talk about that later on, though.
Excellent.
So anything happened last night?
MPI is top notch. They you know, ran it where you put in groups of two or three,
mm-hmm.
and there were about 14 people there, but the place is a campus.
It's huge.
So you could have two or three, you know, one group in the jail, one group in what they call the Lemonade House, even though that's a bit of a misnomer. Two groups in the barracks, because the barracks are that large, mm-hmm. and then two groups in the tunnels, because there's so many tunnels. Mm-hmm. So you could take all these little groups and split them throughout the entire campus.
Without
and then,
having people trip over each other.
Right, and then 5 minutes to the hour, you get a notice on the, because every group leader has a walkie-talkie, and they go,
wow.
5 minute warning, and then you start making your way back to home base, mm-hmm. where you warm up.
So this is like organized.
And then you then you get your next assignment and you go there and you don't talk about what you experienced in the places.
You don't talk
about that. No. You
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then that way each group
There's no front loading going on.
Right. And then if somebody was like, "Yeah, we were talking to a spirit," it was like, you know, rattling chains and it was, you know, levitating people and stuff.
Yeah.
If the next group didn't get that, then well,
yeah, but still.
Okay, I mean, what were you, you know?
That'd be an interesting experiment to do, though, just for fun. Have people come out just freaking out, and then see, like, that you send another group in there just to see what they experience. And if it's, you know, well, I mean,
right.
most likely you're going to have a few people that are like, oh, my God, the same thing happened to me, too, right?
Well, in the jail, we were asking questions, and then there were these knocks and bangs and everything coming from the office.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we broke into the office. Well, we didn't break in. It was open, but there was a sign that said...
Historic landmark, why not?
There was just a sign that said staff only.
Yeah.
We just ignored that sign.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so...
Because it's just there for looks.
To welcome, welcome our new friends from the historic Fort Wayne who are listening tonight. Just
and,
to let you know.
But we went in the office because there were knocks and bangs and all kinds of stuff. I thought, well, if the office is haunted, they want to know, right? So we were going to find out. So we went in, we started asking questions, and it turned out there's a pane of glass that rattles, and with the wind, it was just rattling it enough to, I guess, to answer our questions. You know? One knock if no, two knocks if yes, that kind of thing. And we're like, are you dead? You know, but it was just a pane of glass. So, and I don't think it was a haunted pane of glass. I think it was the wind knocking the pane of glass back and forth. Yeah,
okay.
Pretty sure.
I hope so.
So it was I don't know, maybe some other groups came out of there with like, oh my gosh, the knocking and banging, and it was answering our questions. So, and if they didn't go in the office, if they paid attention to the sign that said staff only, they wouldn't have known that it was
like a good little ghost hunter.
Right. If they had followed the rules.
You're in the quest for knowledge and science. It's just like art.
And
okay?
Sometimes that's behind a staff only sign.
Yeah. Look, I'm trying to learn here. What do you want me to do? Get the sign out of here. I want to go in there.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else happen?
No, they were just absolutely fantastic hosts. They were fantastic.
I'm yet to meet this crew, and I got to get out. I've been meaning to.
All you got to do, they're up at the locker room. They have regularly scheduled events at the locker room.
That's the first thing I love right there is this group. they frequent a bar, which is like, that's the sign of some cool people.
Well, it's
right
a haunted
there.
Bar.
Which is shocking that I haven't met them.
It's a haunted bar, too. I mean, the locker room saloon has quite a history, and the upper floors are there is a door that has a mind of its own. It'll open and close, and it just has a mind of its own. There's supposedly the police have been called out several times because of they see a lady standing in the window as you're driving on M59, and there's like this lady up there, and they're like, oh my god, someone broke into the locker room, and so the police have been there to investigate, and there's nobody there. and then evidently the closet door, which is in that room, the closet, the room with the door with the mind of its own, the closet door decided to show off one night, and it came completely out of its tracks and flew across the room while everybody was watching.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quite a show.
So
did they get it on tape? We got ours on tape.
We do. We have our door.
We got our door on tape. Yes. We're proud owner. Well, you're proud owner. That was on your camera.
Yes, that was at the Fenton.
And so we have. There was no choking there. We did their job.
Yeah.
I think we did
and
very
you
well.
Made that tape, by the way.
The Ghost Hunter's Prayer.
Yeah.
You ever heard of the Ghost Hunter's Prayer before?
That's the ghost hunter's prayer.
Yeah,
not
definitely.
Suitable for air.
Not suitable for air. I hope they didn't pick up the whispering. Somebody's going to take that one little section of audio and they're going to blow it up. They're going to be killing us going, what was that? What'd you say? So it sounds like that was cool last night, though.
That was.
I'm glad you called me and invited me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I
feel like Bonnie now.
Oh, but I'm bumped.
I'm way better.
Press a key. Press a key.
Not yet.
Oh, okay. That's not...
Sorry, Bonnie.
Scott just made the list.
I heard about the list already before you got here.
This is a four-day thing.
Doug was
to get
severely
off the list.
It really is.
Well, no, I'm yet to meet the folks from MPI. I really want to.
We have to go up there. We have to go up there. First of all,
what nights are they doing it?
Well, usually, there's trivia on Thursday nights, and then their regular meetings are on Sunday.
Trivia?
Locker Room has trivia. It was about the movie Office Space this past
week. Oh, it's just random. I thought it was going to be paranormal trivia.
No, that's a bar event. So they try to go
We've
there.
We've tried that here several times. You know, that always goes really good.
Oh, that goes really well, yeah. Tell me what a poltergeist
is. What does a poltergeist? Oh, there's 40 answers to that.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
The poltergeist is like such a multidimensional definition.
Exactly. Well, no, but they're there on Thursday.
They give you the wooden sticks that you're supposed to bang on everything and each other with and make noise. And then they make you stand up on your chair and scream lyrics, and then they...
You sure this isn't one of those office retreat things you go to? To like
the drum
find your
circle,
inner animal.
Yeah,
are you sure
circle,
it's not the alcohol
paint our faces.
Taking over?
And then the bartenders do a show, like in that movie Cocktail, with that incredibly talented actor Tom Cruise.
Why did you say TC on the air?
Because I had to look up who was in it. Because I don't remember.
A little whiny elf.
Oh, sad.
And I had no idea, so...
He's a Scientologist, you know.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? I don't care.
Yeah, we'll move on. I have a DVD I want you to watch then.
Okay.
Because we'll convert you over to Scientology.
Oh, that'll...
We're all part of the cult, religion. So, yeah. So, okay, so they do the tricks.
I'm happy with my religion.
Yeah. They do the tricks.
Yes, they do the tricks, and they do the...
And MPI's just sitting there like, all right, cool.
Yeah, and they're having a blast.
Well, I got to stop by one night. And that's Thursday nights?
Usually it's Thursday nights.
This
obviously.
Is for anybody local who's doing, who's into this stuff.
And obviously, they're usually there Thursday nights. It's best to check their websites and things like that.
Or ask Doug.
Or ask me, because evidently I've got the hook.
Yeah, apparently MPI has just hijacked our co-host.
I guess.
No more
apparently
Doug.
Apparently they want nothing to do with me and you. Doug is okay.
When did you talk to him this weekend?
Doug?
Yeah.
Oh, every time I called him, he answered the phone.
I was not
going to. Oh, no, you're out. You're gone now, dude. No. So, wait a minute.
You didn't put me on your list, so
what
I
list
didn't
is,
have
what
a
list,
reason
what,
to call you. I
got an email.
Yeah?
I got an email from you.
Oh, did I send you an
that
email?
That was exciting.
I never sent an email.
It was just
it'll be really good when he sends you MySpace messages.
I do MySpace messages all the time now.
Satan's website.
Yeah.
Doug's addicted to Satan's website.
Yes.
Sounds like you had an exciting weekend, Doug.
It was definitely definitely a great ending to the travel season and things like that. At least it was in Michigan.
Well,
and the ending to the travel season, it brought a prayer from
mine hasn't ended. I'm going at least through one state. Right now.
Yeah, you went to
I went to Delaware, Ohio last night to do some investigative work with a gentleman named John Cicchetti. For the life of me, I'm going to get it right, and I think that is correct now, Cicchetti, who's going to be on the show later tonight, which
excellent.
Is really cool. And, God, what a day. What a day that was, because it's a three-hour drive down there, and we did 5 hours of work, and then a three-hour drive back home.
Wow.
Like I said before, because I didn't want to get a hotel room. So it was quite... And I got some stuff we're going to check out when John's on the show, too. So quite a weekend. We've been doing a lot more... We said we were going to be going out in the field a lot more and doing a lot more work. Maybe not together, but we're out there doing a lot more
evidently,
work.
We're not... Yeah, we now take separate ghost hunting.
Can you remember
we all
when
have our
we
own
all
friends
used
now.
To ghost hunt together?
Instead of separate vacations.
That was like 6 years ago.
I know, we don't do it
we
anymore.
We don't do it anymore. Yeah. I don't think we ever do any work together. No, that's cool. People are out there. We're out there doing stuff. And, results. I mean, we might want to recap that, like I said, from last weekend. maybe play some of those clips again. They're up on the site.
Well, yes, that's another weekend that I wasn't with either of you two. I went on my vacation down to Indianapolis,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and the culmination of my vacation was going to the haunted bed and breakfast called Whispers Estate in mm-hmm. Mitchell, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm still confused. I still don't know what the heck happened. What was those noises?
And those noises are up on the site to download.
They're on the site, and it was, I think it was the ghost of a little girl joining in, finishing up singing, you know, nursery rhymes. And
wasn't
then
it Ring Around the Rosie?
Ring Around the Rosie.
Okay.
And then I think it was her screaming,
mm-hmm.
and her and several voices screaming. It was, the difference between those EVPs is they were AVPs. They were audible voice phenomena.
Ooh, look at this guy.
I know.
Put in new terms.
Coming out with all new terms.
AVP.
They were
Professor Doug, here to carry on.
Well, I still don't understand it.
I don't get it either, and I wasn't there.
I would love for it to have been a hoax. I really would. I would absolutely love for it to be a speaker in the wall or whatever. And mm-hmm. but it doesn't add up to that.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the whole package, it does not add up to a hoax, and mm-hmm. and I hate that because I would like it to be hoaxed, and I would like it to be real. And how do I come to terms with that? I don't know.
Well,
I'm still working on it. I'm still trying to figure out what I think.
An experience like that, just listening to it on tape, it was obviously like people were getting not scared, but obviously
concerned,
and also like, wow, is this actually really happening? Finally, after all these years of researching, we're finally getting something that's materializing on us, and that's something that, I mean, you don't want to be melodramatic about it, but I think in your position, Doug, I mean, I'm the guy outside looking in, going, you know, how do you cope with something like that? And it isn't obviously going to, like, you know, you're not going to, like, go into spiraling credit card debt and, like, kill yourself and go, I'm not sober, but you're gonna have to deal
start
with that.
Start drinking again.
Yeah.
If you do that, I want to watch.
Oh, okay. Not a problem.
And if you're going to max out your credit cards, I want to go with you.
Body's going to help.
We have people behind us.
Yes, we do.
I know. They're creeping me out. I'm kidding.
You might want to learn their names first before you start making jokes like that, Bonnie.
You know me. I don't care. I love you all. See?
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, they have mics.
They have mics, too. Why? How did that happen? We got a couple minutes before we go to our first break. But I just kind of wanted to introduce you guys before we really got into our conversation next segment. I got to tell a quick story. And I told this.
Scott's quick.
I got to give a shout out.
I know.
No, I only have 5 minutes. I only have 5 minutes. I got to give a shout out to Todd from Night Watch again.
Yeah. Hi, Todd.
We were
Call me.
I'm shutting that mic down. I was on Todd's show this past Tuesday, and we were talking about horror films, and I actually relayed this story that I mentioned to you out front, Jay. About the fateful day of shooting our little parts we had for your film, and
you were Master Zombie number 12, right?
Was that what is that how I'm casted?
Actually, I'll let you know that in 1 minute. I have a little present here for you today.
Oh,
oh,
there we go!
Wow. No, we I'll keep it brief because I only have 4 minutes now. We came out to do this shoot. We met up at Jay's house, and we went out to this barn house from there. This barn out in the country. And I still got to talk to this guy again, because John was so cool. Genghis John.
Oh, yeah.
The human firecracker.
Oh, my God.
He's the raddest guy I ever met. That guy was just so cool, right?
Yeah, he's interesting.
He was the makeup artist, and he did our makeup, and we got to know each other pretty well, because, I mean, it took a while to do the makeup, and we sat and talked all day while these guys were shooting next door, and we were sitting there waiting for our thing. And Jay warned me on the phone weeks before I came there and said, I'm just warning you right now, we're one of the most extreme production houses here in Michigan. You get dirty when you work with us. So I'm like, I'm an artist. You know, I'm an artist. I get dirty for my art. That's fine. No problem at all. That's
and
cool.
You did
right?
get dirty, too.
Oh, did we?
He likes it.
And we'll probably touch on this some more, but the scene that we shot, well, I'm all made up. I mean, my whole face is made up. You know, my hair's down. I'm wearing the oldest, disgusting, most disgusting clothes I have. And, okay, we're ready to shoot. Okay, well, let's bring the blood out. What do you like, a gallon?
Yeah.
All over me. And it's like, okay, now I'm in hay. I have fake blood on me. It's starting to coagulate in my hair and everywhere. So now it's getting real. Now I'm like a statue now. I can't move, right? I'm just like, oh, my God. And the most notable part of that was that I think I even said this to you. I'm like, Jay, this is a goat stable, right? And you're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, it's been cleaned out, hasn't it?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, right?
Someone was on that earlier. Yeah,
I made this. Well, there was this one cut we did where I had to fall out of the chair. And we did a couple of shots where you did, like, my feet and all that, like, cool stuff. And I fall and hit the floor. And, you know, you're falling, you close your eyes because you don't know. It's going to suck. You know, I weigh 280 pounds, so me hitting the ground is a little worse than some little kid hitting the ground, right? So this is going to hurt maybe. So I hit the ground, open my eyes up. I'm still alive, so that's a plus, right? But then I look in what's right in front of my eyes. I'm staring into the eye of an angry little goat turd.
Oh, wow.
Don't forget rabbit feces.
Was it rabbit stuff, too?
There was a lot of that in there, too.
Was it rabbit?
That makes me like you even more.
Oh, yeah, you're going to, yeah.
It was a perfect mix of the two, goat and rabbit.
So, yeah, it was quite a day. That's just an indication of what we're going to be getting into in the next half an hour, okay? We have Jay Scott here. We have Russ. I didn't get your last name. Russ Fox. Virginia Bryant's here also. Say hi, Virginia.
Hello.
And they're going to be hanging out with us. We're just going to be hanging out. We're going to talk about Heaven's Gate, the film, what's coming up, all the fun stuff. Mm-hmm. And apparently there's a present. We have a present, too. I don't know.
I hope it's bad.
You hope it's bad.
If it gives Scott nightmares,
I'll love you forever.
We're all for it. Yeah.
It kind of smells a little bit.
All right, worked. Yeah.
Great. And I can't wait for that. Anything else before we go to break?
That's everything.
I think we nailed it, guys.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Ms. Semig.
Happy birthday, Mama S.
Jay Scott, Russ Fox, Virginia Bryant coming up here in the next segment. That's it. This is Ghost Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doc.
And I'm Bunny.
We'll be right back after this.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com. So you're seeking the truth? You have questions or answers? Join a community of like-minded people on the NIPRS forums. Simply go to the NIPRS website, www.nnyprs.com, click on the NIPRS discussion forum. Here you can browse our many topics covering all aspects of the paranormal field. Ask your questions, post your comments, get answers, seek truth. The NIPRS Discussion Forums. Your forums.
I'd like to share a recent experience where I strongly believe that I encountered a shadow person.
When I looked, it was January 5th, 2046.
I just, you know, I want to find an explanation for it. I want to rule it out as, you know, something that was logical.
There are many things we have yet to learn about and understand. Join us here at Supernatural Existence and learn about the many mysteries of the universe. Feel free to subscribe via any of your favorite podcast directories, including iTunes, or check us out on the Supernatural Existence website at www.globeye.com. The mysteries are waiting to be understood.
I really want to see something supernatural with my own eyes. Not hear it or think I heard it or anything like that. Actually see it with my own eyes, capture it on camera. Hear something weird or something like that.
Now the film, now the film, now the film.
And this is Paul with the SEPS Paranormal Podcast. Check us out twice a month where we will be discussing our most recent paranormal investigations here in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
You can find us at www.sepsparanormal.podshow.com or go to our website, sepsparanormal.org.
Or you can subscribe through iTunes. Just type in SEPS Paranormal in the search field. Come by and check us out.
Heaven's Gate compound is housing survivors and protecting them from the undead. But the problems do not just lie outside of its walls.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Exactly. I'd like to welcome Jay Scott to the show.
Hello, great to be here.
Russ Fox and Virginia Bryant.
Hello.
Hello.
Good to have you guys on. Before we went to break, I kind of talked a little bit about, you know, the day we had shooting with you guys. Mm-hmm. And I know that it isn't just one day. I'm sure you guys were like... How many days, how many shoots did you actually have to do to, like, complete this film as far as where you're at right now?
Well, the first two episodes took pretty much every Sunday since last spring up until now.
Wow.
Very time-consuming. But
for some reason, and that's kind of how we hooked up, Jay, was, like, me and our friend Fat Jesus, which he was part of the film, too.
He was a very great zombie, too.
Yeah, I remember I talked to him like the day before he was going out with you guys, and he was just so psyched about that, to go out and do this thing. And I got an email from our mutual friend William Fox also, who said, hey, they're looking for a zombie man, and I gave you kudos. You know, give this gentleman a call and see what you can do. So that's how we hooked up on this thing. And for some reason, this was like the summer of that. We just were like hitting independent film shoots, and we were playing zombies or whatever.
Yeah, a lot of zombies going on.
And then we did our other film we did with Andy and Tanya from Experimental Productions, which we actually played like real people in that.
We played ourselves.
Yeah.
It was a stretch. You played Dr. Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the illustrious Dr. Dawn that people actually think is a real person now.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
Which is frightening.
It's very frightening. But you guys have been working on this since last spring, you said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, nonstop. Yeah, every minute is dedicated to it.
Well, I know the day we were there, and, you know, just from doing a show and doing stuff like this, I mean, when you're trying to put something together, when you're trying to produce something and make it into a unit, something that works together to tell a story or to produce information like we're doing here, it's a brutal process. It can beat the crap out of you.
Oh, I know.
I know the day we were there, I know we were supposed to like maybe only go till like 6 p.m. That's what the idea was. We went, and I remember I told you, I was trying to call you guys. I'm like, I'm not coming. I'm not going to be part of the show tonight. Because we're still shooting here. And they went to like 9 p.m. We were done, like 9 p.m. on the nose, and we all started pulling out of there. So, I mean, that's what happens when you shoot films, I guess.
The problem is our world is supposed to be dead. And when you have a biplane or a jet or a tractor or a lawnmower rolling by, that kind of kills the whole thing.
And I remember that, too, because we were watching across the field. Because like, we were like in the barn behind the gentleman's house that we were actually stationed at.
That would be Nick.
Nick, yeah. Who was, and we were in the barn back there, and that's where we were doing makeup and stuff like that. We're looking across the field to the barn where they're doing all the shooting at, and you see people, you see a plane come over, and you see people coming going out, like flipping off the sky. Just going at the sky. And
if it were in my neighborhood, there would have been ice cream trucks all over the place, just swarming the shoot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and like you said, this world is supposed to be dead, so it's not going to make much sense to have planes and stuff flying over. And that's just one of those things when you're doing this stuff on your own. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you guys are obviously an independent film house. This is what you guys do. I'm sure you do this all on your own dime, your own time, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, you got that right.
You can't control the skies.
No, I try to, though.
What is Heaven's Gate about? Can we talk about a little bit about that?
Yes, we can. Mm-hmm. I like to think of Heaven's Gate as the sequel to pretty much every zombie movie ever made, where they show the viruses hitting the city and all the mass destruction and everything that comes with it. We take our story from the country, from the people that saw it coming. And so they had a slight chance to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
In the story, there's a few people we call scouts that actually go out and about and look for survivors coming to the country that have escaped from the city and the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they hold up in the old Heaven's Gate compound, which, yes, is a reference to the old cult back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. In our story, they were housed up in this compound, and then when they came to an end, the government turned it into a storage facility mm-hmm. for disaster relief of any kind. So, mm-hmm. you know, we put some foods in there, like, you know, pickles, cream corn, and, you know, jugs of water.
Uh-huh.
So one of the local people, William Fox, as a matter of fact, mm-hmm. as you mentioned earlier,
yeah.
he's pretty much a leader of that compound. He runs it, calls the shots, and decides who he's going to bring back and who he's not.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Well, if you can also go, and I, you know, this is why Doug should be doing bios for every guest we have, because I always forget to mention the website, too, right?
Yeah.
And there's trailers for this film up that people can check out, too.
Yeah.
What I think we might do, I think you guys have a couple up on Satan's website and YouTube and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm going to probably link one of those up to our homepage also when we do our updates for tonight. I'm going to try to put that in there for people to check out. But if you want to see a trailer for this, you can go to HeavensGateTheSeries.com.
Yes.
That's the new website, am I correct?
Yep, HeavensGateTheSeries.com.
We also have links up all over the website to go to our BioRhythm Productions page to check out trailers and stuff like that.
Nice.
And see what's going on with this, because it's quite a production, I have to say. I was blown away. I really was blown away.
It's disgusting.
I can agree. I was in the middle of it for at least one day of shooting, and I don't know, I'm sure people out there, there's a lot of people that are into horror films, but I mean, you guys really did me. It wasn't just like throw some makeup on the face, make the eyes look dark. No. You know, I mean, this was like what Genghis John did to me was like I don't know all the tricks, but this has got to be a trick. It was toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
And latex that was
very
used.
Resourceful.
And this is what they made my face out of.
Wow.
I might throw a picture. I got pictures of myself.
Yeah, I can show you.
Bonnie likes that. Bonnie thinks you should do that look more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, really? Yeah, yeah, great.
This is just the thought of toilet paper and latex by your face.
I got to tell you, man. We're
What's that, Jay?
We were talking about this on the way over.
Uh-huh.
You have actually, so far, been my favorite zombie.
Yeah, you did a great job.
You came in
awesome
there.
Job.
You were very energetic. I didn't have to go over Zombie 101 like five times like I normally have to. And you came in and you did the job.
Uh-huh,
so,
uh-huh.
What we made you is a very low-budget plaque from a very low
Oh, you
got to
be kidding me, man.
But it's a one-of-a-kind.
That
is cool.
It's the same filth from that night. You can see the rabbit feces.
That's the one I bit. Yeah, I remember that now.
That is for you there.
How cool. I am so blown away right now.
That.
Oh, my God. This is cool. This is totally the memory.
You win Zombie of the Year
2007. Dude. Oh, Christ.
No, seriously, now check this thing out, right? And I'm sorry for the listening audience, you're just going to have to deal with this stuff. But, like, this hand right here, now this is one of the things, when you guys sat me down in the chair and we put the chains on me and stuff, Jay walks up, he's like, okay, man, we got this. And Genghis John was so proud of this hand, because he, like, took and filled it with blood and put the latex over. He's like, dude, you're going to hit this thing and it's just going to explode everywhere. It's going to be sweet, right? And I'm, okay, no problem. So, yeah, and Jay gives, he's like, okay, we got the hand. All right, so when I give you the action, you go for it. I just want you to grab this thing and just bite into it as hard as you can and just, you know, just like you're hungry, right? Like you're really hungry.
What's your motivation?
I know that isn't a stretch, man. Yeah. That isn't a stretch at all. So yeah, we went nuts on this thing though, and I mean, this is so authentic because it's like, this is the fake blood, right, Doug?
Right.
And this is like the rabbit feces and the hay and the grass and everything that was in the stable because this thing was dropped on the floor, it was kicked around, and it just ended up in my mouth over and over again.
Of course, right?
You're used to that though.
Yeah, I knew that one was coming, but oh my God, where is this going to be hung up in the studio?
Anywhere that it'll cover the ugly paint.
I don't know. You probably wash your hands after you touch it.
I can't thank you guys enough for this. This is cool. We're going to have to get some pictures of this and put it up.
That is awesome.
Well,
we
you know what?
Photos of that.
I'll say about the shoot.
I don't know.
I'll drop the thing and break it, and that'll suck. But when we were doing that thing, it was like.
Oh, you were captive zombie.
Is that what the actual? Yeah, is that what my cast is?
That's the title of your role.
Isn't it sick?
It's awesome. That is
that sick or what?
It was a little bigger, but he actually chewed some of that up.
There was a bit of an arm there.
You lick it, I think there's a hint of peppermint on there, isn't there?
I'm normally the one they make do gross, disgusting, possibly scary things, but I'm not licking that.
Yeah, don't lick that one. That's not.
No. Well, this thing, when we were doing these shoots, I mean, yeah, we really went for it that day. We all went for it that day. And we would do a shot, like we'd do a take, and I would be done, and I'd be completely out of breath. I mean, I was just like...
Well, you put it all
in. And I remember Virginia, you were like, Jesus Christ, what's that guy doing back there? Wow, that guy's going nuts. What's
you
going
really
on?
Scared me, though, and you kept it on for a long time.
Well, Virginia, I got to give credit where credit's due, because there was this one shot where you were doing, because there were shots going on upstairs in the barn, and there was a shot you guys were doing where Virginia had to jump through the floor.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys were going back and forth on this, which was hilarious because you're like, well, you know, I don't want you to get hurt. And you're like, I don't want to fall. Don't worry about it. I'll just jump down and I'll roll down, right? And I'm like, and even I was kind of like sitting there covered in fake blood with this thing hanging on my mouth, right? And I'm like, she's going to jump from there to there. I think actually, if I remember correctly, Nick, did I say it? Is it Nick?
Yes.
He actually kind of held you and like.
Yes, he caught me.
He caught you,
story down, yes.
And then you came down.
Yes.
Onto a bale of hay and rolled off of that and then hit.
Three levels of hay and rolled that.
Yeah, yeah. One take.
Yeah.
One take, that was it. I remember you were like, wow, that worked.
Well, you see, I know her better now, so I just throw her down the hole now.
That's I don't pretty much what they do to me. So.
Yeah,
I used to be concerned about her safety.
Well, you know, and that's the thing with doing films, though, and I've learned that over the summers. If you really want to be, you know, because what are you doing when you're making a film? You're trying to convince somebody of something. Mm-hmm. You're trying to really sell them on an idea or a situation or a story or whatever. And, I mean, what's the best way to do that than to really get in there and do it for real?
I can tell you that now. Because we're so low budget, there's a lot of things. If I can plug my head into a TV right now, I can show you some amazing visuals. But we are limited because we're low budget. So when it comes down to the action, we only call in people that are going to land hard. Only people that are going to throw down when they get there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't mess around because that's where we try to make up.
Well, the one thing I don't want to dwell on this. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I asked Todd Sheets when I was on. I mentioned Night Watch. I was on there the other night, and I got turned on to these films late in the game. I'll admit, just the last couple months that I've really gotten into the films, and it's the Saw films. Mm-hmm. Sure, you've seen them, right? Mm-hmm. There's mixed reviews on them. I know people are all thinking, you know, back and forth. But I watched. I have to show it to you, actually. I'm so proud of my little box set. You saw it, Bonnie. I bought the Saw box set with a little clown face and stuff. And I ended up watching, it's like this special edition thing, and it has like 16 hours of additional, like, you know, commentaries and all this stuff. So I was working from home last week, and I was watching the companion disc to Part 3. And there was this one scene, I don't know if you've seen Part 3 or not, but they're like...
No, I haven't, actually.
Well, I'll just describe this to you. This guy's chained down to the bottom of a vat, like a reservoir, and they're grinding up rotten pigs, and all the stuff's being shot out, and this guy's going to drown in this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty horrific. Pretty horrific idea. And this guy was actually, like, chained up for real. And the directors were... the director was like, yeah, this guy... was a real trooper because he was up to his nose in like just this filthy water. It wasn't the real thing, obviously, but it was still pretty gross. All this stuff floating around, and this guy laid there for like I guess like 2 hours like that, chained up, where he couldn't move. And the guy really, and that's just an example I think right there of really kind of going, we're going to really sell this idea, this disgusting idea, that this guy's going to drown in pig guts. Yeah. And it's like, oh, my God.
I'd do it.
Yeah.
I'd do it, too. That's what I love about our cast. There's no fear. No fear at all. I love it.
If you want to sell an idea, that's what you have to do, I think. You just can't, I mean, you can't have prima donnas in there, mm-hmm. especially for this genre of film, too. It's not pretty. We know that. Yeah. It's not pretty. And people, I don't even know how to express that. I don't think we can get Doug out there. We have to try to one day. See, I told you.
Come join us,
Doug. Do it,
Doug.
Do it. Do it,
Doug.
Do it. You'll never be the same. I'll do it.
Well, one thing we talked about, too, and I want to mention this.
Gore virgin, I think, is what I would be.
We talked about this before.
It only hurts once.
Oh, okay.
I've heard that line before.
I've said that line before.
We talked about this before the show a little bit when we were outside, just going back and forth. And I'm offering up MFPS's stuff, but a lot of the people, like I mentioned, I told Jay about how we, our breaks and stuff, we always have independent bands. Because you guys are looking for music still. For this
thing. Yeah, I would prefer Michigan bands too, but
mm-hmm. Well, there is a lot of guys from bands that listen to this show. So I just want to throw that out there too, because you guys are still in production right now as far as post production is concerned.
Yeah,
putting it together, and you're looking for some music and stuff like that.
Yes,
so
we are.
So people, just use my email address for right now. If you're in a band, you're listening to this show, whether you're listening live right now or if it's archived or whatnot, drop me a line if you have a band. You're looking for heavier stuff, right?
Yeah, I want some new metal, some grindcore, but I want some folk music. I'm just kind of steering away from straight up country and straight up hip hop.
Okay.
But if you can give me some kind of trance or some kind of, mm-hmm. The listeners out there know what horror movies need. You know?
Yeah, exactly. If you're listening to the show and you have a band, send me a link, send me some files, some MP3 files, whatever, scottl@ghostlytalk.com, and I'll forward this over to Jay Scott, who will check this stuff out, and you never know. Your music may end up in this movie, too, because it's still being worked on as we speak. There's the trailers and stuff are up there, but you guys are still putting it together, and the music needs to be put in, so definitely check that out. I'm still blown away by the hand, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
It's so cool, dude. That's the hand, too. That we were talking about that, and that's the hand, actually.
Tanya's yelling at me because I won't lick it.
Oh, well, what I'm going to do is get some pictures of that after the show tonight, and I'll put that up on the site also. Actually, we'll all get some pictures together tonight,
cool.
And we'll put that up on the website for people to check out and stuff like that. You're working on it now. How many films have you actually done as far as with your company?
All I've done is a few MMA fight videos just for some friends.
Really?
Yeah.
MMA?
Yeah, MMA.
You mentioned MMA, and I don't know what you think about this guy. Because I think I've showed you this nutcase on YouTube before, that Kimbo Slice guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you know who this guy is. He's actually moved. I mean, he's like professional now. This guy, that guy's got an iron jaw, for God's sake. I've never seen somebody take a punch like that guy has before. And that's the same type of stuff like that as far as MMA is concerned. That stuff's brutal. It scares me half to death.
Yeah, we love fighting around here, too, which is, next spring we have a movie coming out. We're going to start filming early spring called The Brawler. Virginia here is involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically based on, I'd say it's a even cross between the Clint Eastwood classic Every Which Way But Loose.
Oh, man.
And the Johnny Cash song A Boy Named Sue.
Oh, nice.
You can kind of think about that one and get your imagination going. Hopefully it meets up with you.
Well, you're obviously spreading out, though. It just isn't all horror films and stuff like that. You're trying other things, too, which is cool.
As far as horror movies go, I like a lot of them, but I don't love them. I only love it when it comes down to zombies. I love zombies. Always will.
Mm-hmm.
I've ruined many dates in the past getting girls to come to my parents' basement. Put in Dawn of the Dead and ordered pizza, and it didn't work out. So,
Scott,
yeah.
Nick wants me to tell you and Virginia that you were fun ones to catch.
Oh, okay. We're talking about Nick. That's Nick.
Nick just called in.
Yeah, that's Nick. Nick's just, and actually, Nick had to catch me too. There was a one shot where Nick and God, that guy's strong. This guy is
evidently
strong, this guy.
I mean,
no, this guy, because there was a shot where we were going to tip me off the chair.
Yeah.
And this is before we just went for it and dropped me right into the hay and all that other fun stuff that's in there. And Nick caught me. And I even said that to him because I went over. And he just was like. There's a wall that held me up, and I'm like, Yeah, you're strong. This guy.
Nick is the biggest guy I've ever met in my life, I would say.
He's a big, strong guy.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, you know what? And I think, you know what? You guys mentioned Dennis was going to be around, too.
Yeah.
I think, if I remember correctly, I think this may be him. We'll patch him in here. Mm-hmm. See. I hope it's Dennis. Dennis has actually done some work on, oh my God, Prison Break. Am
yes.
I correct?
Season one.
Dennis was part of the film, too, and he was on set. He was playing the crazy mad guy.
Yes. Another reason this was my favorite scene I ever shot, just because everybody was perfect.
Well, Dennis was nuts.
Yeah, we had Dennis and Virginia here slugging on each other and people biting people, and it was a
good
day.
He left me bruises. Thank you, Dennis.
Well, yeah. Thank you very much.
I could make it real.
Yes, you could. Well,
there was this one cut, and this is what I remember, because I was like laying on the floor as this was going on, and it was where you came. It's after you fell out of the ceiling. And you're going back and forth with Dennis, you know. And Dennis is a nice guy. I mean, we spent the day with Dennis, and it was a wonderful day. Dennis was so cool to talk to and hang out with, and just to converse back and forth. But then he got put in his zone, mm-hmm. and it was like, who is this dude? I don't know who this guy is.
Well, that's because we handed him a bloody axe.
Well, yeah, I don't think that helped. Because you're like, okay, all right, Dennis, you see this helpless female here. She's got no weapons. She's got nothing. So you know, hey, look, this is all mine for the taking. Go with it. And he's just like makes this face, you know, and it's radio, so we can't show it. But he makes these faces just
mm-hmm.
like.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm laying there like, don't touch me. And that guy's going after the live girl. I'm the dead guy, right?
Yeah.
So Dennis.
Yeah, but Scott, you didn't understand what she did to me upstairs.
What'd she do?
I need
him. Huh?
Go ahead.
When she rearranged my nuts.
What?
That's Nick that has his hand raised.
I'm going to patch Nick in also, Dennis.
Yeah.
Hang on for 1 second. Nick, are you there?
Yeah.
Nick, hey, Dennis.
Hey, how's it going, Dennis?
Good. Well, we're not here to talk to each other.
No, that's all right. Hey.
No, carry on. No big deal.
Nick, it's good to have you on the show also, man.
Well, thank you, Scott. It's nice to, you know, be able to get here through the phone at least.
Yeah, well, I was just saying how strong you were.
I think you're just not as heavy as you think you are.
No, everybody that day was awesome. I hate to just focus on that one day, but that was just the day we were there.
You know, that's okay. That's my favorite shoot, man.
Like, oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It was a great day. I mean,
well, I think everybody had a great time. It was a hard day. Go ahead, Dennis.
I had a great time there. Absolutely best time I've ever been on a shoot, ever.
Dennis was a blessing that day. We had somebody else casted for that part that backed out mm-hmm. at the last minute, and it really left us screwed for a minute there. And then we contacted Dennis, and he showed up, and nobody could have played a better psycho that day, so it was a blessing in disguise for sure.
My girlfriend, Amber Rose, she's hiding somewhere around here. She's not in the studio right now, but she actually was part of this thing, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, don't forget her.
Yeah, she had her arm cut off or something, or bitten off,
yeah.
or whatever. I wasn't there for that. I don't know what happened exactly.
Well, just so your listeners know, mm-hmm. I mean, the scene, Dennis, that we're talking to right now, was a neighborhood psycho who was keeping a zombie captive.
Mm-hmm.
So we find out Dennis, like our scouts go out and they find survivors to bring back to the compound.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis goes out, finds helpless women, brings them back, and cuts off their limbs to feed to you, Scott.
Now, do I know how to treat women or what?
Yes,
you're my hero.
Yes.
I'm your hero.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Doug, see, there you go. You've learned the whole day
this
right there.
Absolutely amazing.
I think I told you kind of like high level of what went on, but we really got into it here, and that's cool. So.
Yeah, we live strange.
I absolutely can't wait to see those. this is going to be insanely cool.
Well, Nick there's doing the white eye treatment on all the zombies right now.
Oh, really?
Like getting rid of the color, giving them lifeless look.
Yeah, Scott? All you guys look dead.
Yeah. Scott?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say congratulations for being on Time FM, being around the world. For your show.
Oh, yeah. You know, the Time people are really cool out there.
And it sounds like a wonderful thing. And anybody that could be listening out there, make sure that you hit the Heaven's Gate website.
Yeah,
grab your name and where you're at and hit the trailers and wait for the show.
HeavensGateTheSeries.com. Yep. That's what you want to check out for sure. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out. You're not going to leave us. I mean, you guys can hang out as long as you want. We told you guys you're welcome to stay as long as you want, and we'll probably talk to you some more. As a matter of fact, you guys, we're going to talk to John here in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
We're going to go to break here in a second. We're going to talk to our buddy John Cicchetti. But we're going to have a spare half an hour after that. If you guys want to hang out and talk some more, let's do that, okay? Is that cool? It's up to you guys.
Can I throw one thing in real quick?
What's that?
Hey, I just want to let everybody know, when you guys go to Heaven's Gate, we now have message boards forums up. We'd really love for you guys to log into that and give us your thoughts of the trailer and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Gives us the feedback that we know how to, you know, how to better ourselves with.
Yeah. And that, again, that's HeavensGateTheSeries.com. Definitely check that out. We're going to go to break here. We got to go to break, unfortunately.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, no, yeah, hang out. If you guys can stay, hang out. I know that we got all this stuff going on, I know. But if you guys can hang out, we'll talk after the break here.
Guys, bye, everyone.
Dennis and Nick stay on the line also, okay? Hang tight. We'll be right back. All right. We'll be back here in a second.